Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. Recently, a number of listeners have sent emails asking about details of our theme song and several of the records that we use for background music on promos and station IDs. So on this evening's show, you're going to get to hear all of those records in their entirety, without the voiceover, and as you're going to hear, there are some terrific records. Listeners to KISL in Avalon hear portions of these first two records several times during the week in promos for the show. Here are the Pickens Sisters.
Thank you. horseshoe, I couldn't go wrong. And then a horseshoe happened along. Oh boy, I'm lucky, I'll say I'm lucky. This is my lucky day.
From March 22, 1928, Johnny Johnson and his Statler, Pennsylvanians, and Happy Go Lucky Lane, written by Sam M. Lewis, Joseph Meyer, and Joe Young. Pianist, organist, composer, and conductor Johnny Johnson, whose real name was Malcolm, was born around 1902 in Washington, Indiana. His musical career began playing organ and piano in nightclubs while attending Indiana University. He formed his first band in 1922, but in 1926 he disbanded and joined Ben Burney's orchestra as a pianist. He formed another band in the late 20s, which for a time included Jack Teagarden and Red Nichols. In the early 30s, he transformed the group into a sweet band, and in 1936 appeared on the Tasty Yeast radio program. Johnson disbanded again in the early 40s and moved to New Jersey, where he taught piano and organ. Before Johnny Johnson, it was George Olson and his music with Da Silva, Brown & Henderson's Lucky Day, recorded June 30, 1926. The vocal trio was Fran Fry, Bob Borger, and Bob Rice. And we began the show with a really sweet record by the Pickens Sisters and their orchestra in October of 1934. Happiness Ahead was written by Mort Dixon and Allie Rubel. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. On this evening's show, we're playing records used in IDs and promos for the show. And here to start off the second segment is Johnny Johnson and his Statler Pennsylvanians once again.
I'm insane because I act so sadly. Oh, gee, oh, joy, the birds are singing. Because why? Because I am in love. Thank you.
about the radio. Oh, what you're missing. The air is full of songs, so run along and buy a set. Just turn a little dial and in a while see what you get. You'll hear a jazz band way out in Chicago. You'll hear most everyone operate me now. And if you're blue and on your mind, you've got the folks you left behind. You can listen in on your hometown.
Jack Hilton and his orchestra were busy painting the clouds with sunshine on October 25, 1929. That tune was written by Al Dubin and Joe Burke and is from the 1929 picture Gold Diggers of Broadway, which featured Nick Lucas. The vocal trio in that recording was Sam Brown, Jack Hilton or Jack Jackson, and Chappie D'Amato. Before Jack Hilton, we heard Irving Kaufman with Ben Salvin and his orchestra in December of 1923 and Turn On Your Radio, which I hope is something you do every Sunday evening at 6. We began that segment of rapidly rotating records used in IDs and promos for the show with Johnny Johnson and his Statler Pennsylvanians once again, and O.G. O'Joy from the show Rosalie. O.G. O'Joy was written by George and Ira Gershwin and P.G. Woodhouse, and the vocal trio in that January 26, 1928 recording consisted of Bob Treister, Sam Brown, and Harry Shackelford. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, streaming online at KISL.org, and available on demand anytime at all online at RadioFreeWorld.com.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
I'd like to thank my friend Will Simpson for graciously providing the voiceover for the IDs and promos we use on this show, and so that you get a little break from listening to me go on and on and on. If Will's name or voice sound familiar, you may know him as the producer, author, and voice of The Demented News on the Dr. Demento Show. Thank you, Will. And this week on Rapidly Rotating Records, we're playing records we use for IDs and promos for the show. And here to start this segment is Johnny Hamp's Kentucky Serenaders.
When you're forsaken, what'll you do? Thank you.
love you so much, I can't conceal it. I love you so much, it's a wonder you don't feel it. Oh, I love you so much, my eyes reveal it. That I love you so much, it's a wonder you don't feel it. I've decided that I am through with all this rambling about. I don't know what I'd ever do without you. I'm telling you, I love you so much, I can't conceal it. That I love you so much, it's a wonder you don't feel it.
Thank you.
No. The show isn't over yet. We're just playing records, backing IDs, and promos for the show. And that, of course, is our Rapidly Rotating Records theme song, Avalon, cleverly selected because we broadcast from Avalon. That particular version of Avalon is by Red Nichols and his Five Pennies and was recorded by Brunswick on February 27, 1928. Before Red Nichols, it was Irving Kaufman with Ben Selvin and his orchestra once again, this time with I Love You So Much, written by Burt Kalmar and Harry Ruby. That's from the 1930 Wheeler and Woolsey picture The Cuckoos, in which two phony fortune tellers, Professor Bird and his assistant Sparrow, get mixed up with a band of gypsies. We began with Johnny Hamp's Kentucky Serenaders, November 9, 1927, and What'll You Do, written by Chester Cohn and Ned Miller. The vocalist was Hal White. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, streaming online at www.kisl.org, and available on demand anytime at all online at radiofreeworld.com. Continuing our special promo and ID edition of Rapidly Rotating Records, here's Jan Garber and his orchestra. Thank you.
I've been waiting oh so long, I'll just die if I am wrong. Who's that knocking at my door? Can't be the mailman, the coal man, the ice man, they've been here today. Can't be the grocer, the butcher, the baker, they don't knock that way. If my sweeties, they're outside, my arms, my heart's open wide. Who's that knocking at my door?
Any reflection, you don't know what a good girl means when she's talking facts. I know of 100 things that your loving lacks. You ain't no trouble, you ought to know that I possess a lovable nature. Things I possess are hard to find in any young creature. Before we can agree, there's a multitude of things you gotta prove to me. Don't misconstrue when I say you ain't the one. Thank you.
Charlie Johnson's Paradise 10 and You Ain't the One, written by Charlie Johnson and Arthur Porter. That and Charleston is the Best Dance After All were both recorded on January 24, 1928, and were the first recorded arrangements by Benny Carter. Charlie Johnson's band was named the Paradise 10 because they opened Small's Paradise in Harlem in 1925 and had played at the Paradise Club in Atlantic City. You Ain't the One was preceded by Jules Herbivore and his orchestra and the musical question, Who's That Knocking at My Door?, recorded in Chicago on September 26, 1927. The vocalist was Frank Silvano. Before Jules Herbivore, it was George Olson once again and Someone to Watch Over Me, written by George and Ira Gershwin from the show OK and recorded November 12, 1926. We began that segment with Jan Garber and his orchestra with the vocal by Johnny Marvin on 60 Seconds Every Minute from July of 1927.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s. This is Rapidly Rotating Records. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon and available anytime on demand online at radiofreeworld.com.
It's time now for This Week in Recording History. Yes, that's the feature of the show where we play rapidly rotating records celebrating birthdays, having been recorded this past week in years past. And here to start us off is Ben Pollack and his orchestra.
Thank you. think you're going?
I'm going across the street.
Hey, listen, you want to be careful you get hurt. Don't you know you've got to
look straight ahead, look to the right, look to the left, both morning and night. You'll get along, you won't go wrong, doing the curb step now. Click both your heels, that is the way. Look out for wheels, go right on your way. You'll get along, you can't go wrong, doing the curb step now.
Take care, beware, don't walk over in a trance, unless you wish to ride in an ambulance.
Look straight ahead, look to the right, look to the left, now you've done it right. Go right along, you can't go wrong, doing the curb step now.
Like that record. Jack Hilton and his orchestra with the vocal trio of Sam Brown and two unidentified singers and the Curb Step. Jack Hilton's band being a British band, Curb is spelled K-E-R-B. There's an AM and FM Spanish language radio station in Kermit, Texas with the call letters K-E-R-B, by the way. The Curb Step was recorded in London on January 22, 1930, so that record just had its 74th birthday. Before that, it was Frank Weiniger's Pen Boys and A Good Man is Hard to Find from an Edison test pressing recorded January 25, 1928. And we began this edition of This Week in Recording History with Ben Pollack and his orchestra, January 21, 1931, and When You Fall in Love with Me, with the vocal by Eddie Gale. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play our Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.